Jay Stanton Greger is 39 years old and has lived in Petersburg for 8 years. He is a small business owner, running True North Counseling and Consultation along with his wife, Leah. They have 2 children, ages 4 and 5 months. This will be Stanton Greger's second running for Borough Assembly. He was appointed to the Assembly in the spring of 2014 to fill a seat and then elected in October of 2014. He says there are a couple of main reasons why he's running again.
One is I like the group of 7 that I'm working with right now. I think we get along really well. Even when we disagree, we're able to genuinely understand where the other person's coming from. So the 7 of us working together to try to find solutions to problems. Currently, the financial status of Alaska, there are real challenges. And I think it takes people working together and trying to be thoughtful and deliberate to find solutions for our community of Petersburg. A tough task, to be sure.
He says he believes that the borough has been responsible, given the fiscal climate.
With the state budget the way it is, our finance department and administrative department has done a good job of taking a long view and trying to be ahead of this. We're in much, much better shape than so many small communities in Alaska right now financially.
I asked Stanton Greger about some other hot-button issues facing the borough and its residents. As for the marijuana ballot question...
Easy answer. I'll be voting no on the opt-out.
Stanton Greger has been outspoken on his opposition of opting out of legal sales of marijuana. He believes the borough should allow regulated sales, which he says would slow the black market.
Marijuana is legal in Petersburg and in Alaska, no matter how we vote. All the opt-out does is wish to prevent legal regulated sales. So voting no means we have safer regulated businesses that create jobs for Petersburg. And with the excise tax that we're hoping to pass and sales tax, we can make hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue for this community.
As for the borough taking over state docks at Papke's, Kuprinoff, and Entrance Island, he says the Assembly has received a lot of good and mixed feedback from residents. He supports taking over 2 of the 3 docks, but paying for them is the challenge.
There isn't exactly a wealth of disposable income for the borough right now to invest in new infrastructure. That being said, in short, I think it's how, not if, we acquire those. Personally, I don't want Entrance Island, but in terms of Kuprinoff and Papke's, it's a how, not an if. And it's going to be a real challenge financially to find a way to make that happen.
The Alaska Mental Health Trust Board says it would go forward with plans to log lands near Petersburg if a land exchange does not get congressional approval by January 15th. In terms of logging that land south of town, Stanton Greger says homeowners in the area have valid concerns about landslides.
And a lot of them have talked about the scientific research has been very clear that logging on those steep slopes does significantly increase risk of landslide. And if I were a homeowner in that area, I'd be very concerned as well.
Stanton Greger's main priorities for the Petersburg Borough are creating fiscally responsible long-term financial policies. And he'd like to see a better turnout at the local polls.
I would see Petersburg consistently have the highest voter turnout in the state of Alaska. So many people give me feedback on so many different issues. I would love to see that translated to the ballot box.
Stanton Greger says he doesn't travel much for work, and he will be able to attend most meetings if he's elected to Assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.